I went to London with my wife to celebrate Christmas Day. Mr. Gunning preaching in Exeter Chapel. Sermon ended, as he was giving us the sacrament, the chapel was surrounded with soldiers, and the assembly surprised and kept prisoners by them, some in the house, others carried away. They took my name and abode, examined me why, contrary to the ordinance made, that none should any longer observe the superstitious time of the Nativity, so esteemed by them, I durst offend, and particularly be at common prayers. These were men of high flight and above ordinance, and spoke spiteful things of our Lord's Nativity. As we went up to receive the sacrament, the miscreants held their muskets against us, as if they would have shot us at the altar, but yet suffering us to finish the office of communion, as perhaps not having instructions what to do, in case they found us in that action. So I got home late the next day. Blessed be God. So wrote John Evelyn in his diary, after spending the Christmas of 1657 in London. After the English Civil War, Christmas was banned by the Puritan-dominated Parliament. Happily, with the restoration of the monarchy came the restoration of Christmas. But we don't have to look too hard to find latter-day Puritans spoiling the fun of Christmas. We turn first to The Guardian. I say this as a Guardian reader myself. Pre-Christmas headlines from The Guardian's comment pages in recent years include Christmas, surely a prank played on middle-aged women, or I'm an atheist and anti-consumerist, which makes Christmas pretty difficult. But best of all, this year, jingle hell, jingle hell. What can Marxist analysis teach us about Christmas shopping? But in case we thought the secular left has a monopoly on the new Puritanism, we might also examine our own attitudes. How often do we find ourselves complaining about the commercialization of Christmas? How often do we find ourselves criticizing what we consider to be the tasteless or excessive festivities of others? Whilst there are certainly some good reasons to critique consumerism, can we honestly say that our complaints and criticisms are free from the self-righteous spirit of Puritanism? Are we confident that we are not rather enjoying looking down on the ways our neighbours choose to celebrate Christmas? And then, there are the still more serious threats. As a savage new Puritanism makes its influence felt around the world, and Christians in some parts of the world celebrate Christmas under threat of persecution far more brutal than that John Evelyn faced in 1657. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.